أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنه كان لآياتنا عنيدا سأرهقه صعودا إنه فكر وقدر فقتل كيف قدر. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained about Walid ibn Mughira, who was an arch enemy of Islam and who made up stories against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, trying his utmost to stop the propagation of Islam. However, at one stage he went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and listened to the ayats, and he got affected, it had an impact upon him. But Abu Jahl decoyed him and misled him again, because the Quraysh were afraid. Walid bin Mughira held such a position amongst the Quraysh that if he had to accept Islam, according to them it would have been disastrous, because then everyone would have accepted. He had such a high position amongst the Quraysh. So then he started making up various stories. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained what we had read yesterday, that Allah had given him lot of wealth and lot of things of this dunya, a great, great empire he had built up. But when these ayat were revealed, from that time he started suffering losses one after the other, until finally he came into a very, very difficult situation and he died a very humiliating, miserable death finally. So Allah Ta'ala says this was all because kalla, hargiz nahi, all that what he said, and that he possessed, this was just like a bubble on the water. It was nothing whatsoever, and a bubble is just for a little while, and as soon as it bursts, then there is nothing left. So Allah said it was nothing whatsoever that he had, and in the knowledge of Allah, and in the time by Allah Ta'ala, what we think we are enjoying for a very long time, but actually it is hardly a bubble on the water. Very soon it gets finished. And from here we learn that we should obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and especially like Walid bin Mughira, never ever go against the commands of Allah, the teachings of Deen, the teachings of the Quran Sharif and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These will have very, very disastrous consequences in this world. Allah says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ لِآيَاتِنَا عَنِيدًا. Hargiz nahi, wo hai hamari ayato ka mukhalif. He is a person, outwardly is looking that he has got so much and he is enjoying so much respect and position, but he is a person who is completely against our ayats, against the revelation which Allah Ta'ala has sent. So Allah Ta'ala says as a punishment, سَأُرْهِقُهُ سَعُودًا. Ab usse charhwaunga buri charhai. Now I will make him climb a very terrible climbing. This has two meanings. One is Sa'ud is a mountain in Jahannam, which the people of Jahannam will have to climb. And they won't be able to climb it, they will fall down from it. Then again they will have to start climbing. Again they will fall down. And it isn't a matter of death coming to put an end to their misery, and this will carry on all the time. So that was meant for him, or it is meant the difficult things in this life. Life will become difficult, more and more difficult for him all the time. And all this was that he had plotted and planned against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in the front ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains what his plotting was. At one time he was inclined towards Islam also, but Abu Jahl and the other Quraysh made great effort to turn him away from accepting Islam. And then they told him that what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying is poetry. Let us tell the people this is only poetry, or that it is only soothsaying. So he said, I know poetry. This is not poetry. This is not soothsaying. He says, let me think of it. And then he started planning and plotting. Innahu fakkara wa qaddara. Usne fikar kiya aur dil mein theraya. Then he gave it thought and he gave it great thought. And he planned a plan in his heart. Allah Ta'ala says, فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ. So Mara Chave, Kaisa Chiraya, may he be killed, may he be destroyed. What a plan he thought, what a thing he came up with. And Allah repeats it again, Summa Kutila, Kaifa Qaddar, Phir Mara Jayo, Kaisa Chiraya, may he be killed, may he be destroyed. And when Allah says that for a person, what is left or what chance has that person got at all? Allah says how he planned, and all our planning, etc., whether it is against, especially against Quran and Hadith, against Deen, any planning is a very, very serious matter. Even for these non-believers who make a mockery, na'uzu billah, of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who speak ill about Islam, and these things were not only that time, till today, all the planning and plotting that is going against Islam, and that the people, the cartoons they make, na'uzu billah, and all the propaganda they make, trying to show Muslims just to be terrorists, etc. Muslims are just bloodthirsty all the time. All this planning of theirs is very, very dangerous, and Allah is warned. So when Walid bin Mughira gave it all his thought, summa nazar, phir nigah ki, then he looked at the gathering that came to him, just like a person who is haughty and proud. And then he planned something and he cast a gaze over the people who are buying. Summa abasa, wabasa, phir tevar charhai, aur muh thattaya. And then he frowned and he pulled his face in an ugly way, like, I hate the Quran, I recoil at the very thought of the Quran, a'udhu billah. All this he planned like this, making it known to the people that I'm a big man, I'm the judge here, I'm the king here, and I hate this Quran and the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'udhu billah, they are all very terrible. Summa atbar, wastakbar, phir peet phere, aur ghurur kiya, and then he turned his back. Either that he turned his back to the Quran. At one time he was inclined to accepting, but now he turned his back to the Quran. Or like he turned his back like a proud person by acting in that way. And then he showed his great pride. فَقَالَ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ يُؤْتَى. Phir bola, aur kuch nahi, ye jadu hai, chala aata. He said, this is nothing else. It's not poetry, it's not soothsaying, it's not the word of a mad person, as one time at the beginning he said, these are the words of a mad person. And he himself went in the alleys and gullies of Makkah Sharif announcing that, na'uzu billah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a mad person. But now he came and he said, this is nothing but magic that has come along from the people of before. For he learned it from the people of Babylonia, and this is just that magic that is what is carrying on, and that is why he is influencing the people. In hadha illa qawlul bashar. Aur kuch nahi, ye kaha hua hai ek aadmi ka. And he said, this is nothing but just the words of a human being. There is nothing like wahi coming to him, revelation coming to him, that Allah has sent it. There is nothing like that. But it is only the words of a human being. And he also used to say that if what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is true, and there is akhirat, then there is no doubt how much Allah has given me in this dunya, Allah is going to give me there also so much. But of course, that is not the case. For akhirat, a person requires iman, amal, and total submission to the commands of Allah and the ways of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Material things are no criteria for the position of a person by Allah and in the akhirat. So we have to learn this lesson here and never ever oppose any aspect. The true teachings of Deen and the people of Deen, we should not oppose them, otherwise the consequences can be very serious. Wa akhiru da'wana.